Welcome to the Love Positivism podcast. I'm Shireen Oberg, and I'm a yoga teacher and author devoted to the path of healing and heart-based living. And I want to help you to step into what you truly are and to your highest potential. On this podcast, I share with you tools and insights to help you move ever forward on your spiritual and healing path. With guests from all over the world, from different wisdom traditions, I wish to create a web of loving energy that permeates the whole world to create more love and peace. You can connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for more guidance and love. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode. I'm very excited to have Sarah Artemisia here. So excited to talk to you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. So wonderful to be here sitting with you today.
Yeah, I mean, we're across the big ocean from each other, but we're so connected because we have walked the similar paths, but then you have a deep and beautiful communion with nature and plants. So that's why I felt called to having you on the podcast, and I'm really excited to talk to you today. And I think I would love to hear, like, what is your morning ritual that is most important for you right now?
That is such a good question. Yeah, let me just tune into that. So there's two things that come to mind immediately. So the first is, before getting up every day, I like to, as I'm laying in bed, stretch my arms over my head, and I just say, thank you for this body, for this life, for this day. And that begins the day. And sometimes I will say that multiple times in a row, and sometimes I'll say it just once, but it feels like such a good way to anchor into this moment, and particularly recognizing that there is so much tumultuousness in the world right now, to really come back to this moment of thank you for this moment, for this life, for this day. That's so supportive for me. And then the second thing, which you will not be surprised at all to hear, is that I love to work with flower essences in the morning. Just work with that plant vibration immediately to start the day in a very subtle, loving, supportive way. And those can be different. They can be the same. Right now, this morning, I started out with rosemary. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love rosemary. Rose, of course. Pink yarrow flower essence, and Joshua tree and corn as well. So that's my blend for this morning.
That's so beautiful. And what a great way to start before getting up as well. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, I mean, this is the first time we talk here. We have been connecting for a long time. Maybe you could introduce yourself to the audience and what you do, and then we get into flower essences, which is the topic of today.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So let's see. Where do I begin? I think just thinking about a nutshell share of who I am in this life is I feel that on the core essence that I'm a ball of light in human form. And there have been many, many times when I have felt more aligned with the tree beings than with the humans. There's a way that the trees really radiate out their light and are very present in who they are that I resonate with very deeply. And so I'd say on the core level, that's me. So welcome. So glad you've joined us today for everyone listening. And then a huge part of what I do in my life's work is to help people and plant spirits connect. And what I mean by plant spirits is just recognizing that all of nature is sentient, that all of nature is conscious, that all of reality is conscious, actually. And that as humans, there are these ways of communicating with nature that are embedded actually in our very DNA and our very cells that each of us already knows how to do. And like we were mentioning a little bit earlier, it's actually very, very simple practices that we can do to connect with nature. And that when we do this, we open up a remembrance into the greater wholeness of who we are. And so that's a huge part of what I do in my life's work. And because I walk so deeply with the plants in this life, no matter what modality or honestly, no matter what given moment of the day it is, I am walking with the plants in this life that they come in. I'm also a financial coach, so the plant consciousness is a part of that as well, and helping people to connect with a sense of wholeness again, a sense of the ecosystem and how is it possible to be with money in a good way from the heart in this life. And so whether it's with money or directly connecting with nature consciousness, flower essence, Akashic records, anything, the plants are with me in that.
That's really beautiful. I'm so happy to talk about these important plants. And I just mentioned that in my healing oracle, that was one of the things that I wanted to incorporate. If I don't know if you've seen, like most of the cards have plant different plants that represent different things and can bring in. This artist has so much beautiful, like she's also picking. I let her pick out plants because she works a lot. So I just when we were talking before this, you see how many there are for those of you who haven't seen these. But yeah, we'll definitely talk more. I feel also that plants, I think we take it for granted. And sometimes we think about nature as like one thing, but there's so many spirits in nature, and that's something that connects me deeply to my Kurdish roots, which are very nature-based, and how plants are. What I know about my roots is that recently, up until recently, there has been like worshiping around trees, which I didn't know, but some researchers have found out, and that's not something that has been let go of. For a long time, like it was recently that Kurdish people were practicing this, and then we have in Norse mythology we have different uses here in Sweden. Like the I think it's called birch in English, very much used during weddings and things like that as fertility. And yeah, I'm really excited. But what are I don't can't remember when last year. I felt so deeply connected to flower essences. It started then. And it was something that really spoke to me, especially when it started blossoming here in Sweden. And I was out in nature. I started feeling so connected. That's how I found you. So I would love for you to, for those that haven't heard about flower essences, what it is and how you work with flower essences.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, amazing. So flower essences are, well, what's coming up immediately when you ask that is about Dr. Emoto's work with water. Are you familiar with his work with water? How he, and so for those, I'm sure everyone listening, you probably are familiar, but just in case you aren't, so he took water crystals and photographed them under a microscope and put different words. And so he would experiment with working with the same exact source water, putting them in different jars and putting different words like gratitude or I love you or I hate you, you know, just putting these different words on the jars and then photographing the water crystals under the microscope. And he would see that there are different shapes, that the water takes on different shapes. And so water is an incredible record keeper, an incredible holder of memories, a recorder of memories on this planet. And it's our bodies are made up of, I think, something between 70 to 90% water at any given moment in our life cycle. And so the things that we say to the water in our bodies and the vibrational imprints that we imprint on the very water of our bodies is very powerful. And so when we work with, so to me, plants and flowers in particular are incredible multidimensional healers. And the things that is so amazing about the plants, about the plant realm, and about the flowers in particular is that they just like being a human, they span the entire spectrum of being very practical and three-dimensional to being very etheric as well. And the thing that I love about the plants and the flowers so much is that because they are these great multidimensional healers that all of our ancestors have been working with for thousands and thousands of years in a healing capacity, that they have the ability to meet us wherever we are at because their perception, which I perceive as being a very spherical perception, which is different than the very what can often be seen as like a linear perception from the human standpoint, that their spherical perception is so large that they are able to see where we are at and what we need most for healing. And so when we work with them on this vibrational level, which the essence is, so for anyone who doesn't know how a flower essence is made, is flowers are cut and placed in a glass bowl out in the sun for a few hours. And then the energetic imprint of that flower goes into the water, and then we ingest the water. And particularly for folks who are highly empathic, sensitive, really tuned into these more subtle layers of life and of existence, it can be so incredibly powerful to work with these subtle vibrational essences that come from the flowers, these really incredibly high vibrational multidimensional healers. And throughout history, I was just reading last night, actually, how in the Rig Veda in India, ancient sacred texts, they would talk about healing with flower essences, the pushpa healing, the flower healing, how they would put flowers in water and heal with that. And so that it goes back thousands of years across multiple traditions. That's one that I just was reading about last night. It's just so incredibly powerful. But the thing that is so amazing about the flower essences is that they are so powerful, but also so very gentle, and that they allow us to clear out different energetic pathways in the body and in the energy fields that have perhaps been stagnant or stuck, maybe from traumas in this lifetime or maybe ancestral. What I always see it as like a kink in the energy fields, that there might be different kinks in the energy field that the flower essences can basically smooth out and open up the channels so that we can be more fully present with who we are in this life. And so I feel like that's really what flower essences support us in doing, is to really fully come into who we are in this life. But the thing that's so amazing about them is that because they are so gentle, they allow us to integrate their healing in real time, which is really powerful, because we don't have to, like, there are a lot of healing modalities, for example, that work in multidimensional states that involve maybe a, like a leaving of the body and then a coming back kind of a thing. With flower essences, we don't have to leave the body at all, that we can be fully present and integrate the healing, the subtle multidimensional healing, as it's happening in real time, so that we can then apply it to our lived, practical, embodied experience, which is so amazing. It's so amazing. I'm so in awe. I mean, there's a rose bush sitting 3 feet from Rose, is definitely a part of this conversation today for sure, that they are just so present and so accessible and so approachable. And so I love that about the essences.
I love how you explained it. Thank you. Because we, like you said, you can work with plants on like the physical level. You can ask the plants if you can have them as a physical medicine that you take, and herbs. There's so many. But then when I'm thinking about it, like how you explained it, it's we're working with subtler layers of our being. Like I also speak about the energetic level, but also in we talked about Chinese medicine, it really works with the energy body, and then also the spiritual body. And when you connect and commune and infuse with that spirit, it's like you say, it's so beautiful. And it makes sense that if you are more sensitive, or you work on like that vibration, it does really have an impact. And yeah, I just find it so interesting how long, like just looking at flowers can help you open up. But imagine when a flower has been in water and imprinted, and then the sun's energy, which is also very interesting, because that's something that we, that the Kurdish sun symbol is so important. So there's these synergies between cultures and this life-giving source. And then, I mean, infused with that, then even on a sun, because the water is still like, even if it's just an energetic imprint, we take it in. But then on a subtler level, I know that you work with plant communication as well. And for some people, I've noticed that the more you have walked and worked on the spiritual path, you start definitely seeing how everything is life, and there's a life source in everything. Like there's not a lot on this earth that isn't infused with life. So how does that work? And how, if someone is curious about what it means and what are the benefits, and how did you get into that, the communication part? Because that's also on another level.
Yeah, I don't honestly even remember when I started communicating with plants because plants have always been a part of my life. I feel very, very grateful that I was raised in a family where we ate organic vegetarian food and grew a garden, and being outside was just a part of life. And my mom was an herbalist. And so just, learning about the healing properties of calendula at age five, or, the plantain is a healing plant that helps draw out infection, the things like that. That was just, I didn't actually know that not every family, I thought every family had tincture cups in the house, to take the echinacea tincture in the
Love
autumn. And so when I got a little older, I realized, oh, not everyone's doing that actually. So to me, the plants have always been a part of the life experience, and they, I think just from a very young age, I think, I know I've been a very sensitive person, very open, empathic, intuitively oriented my entire life. And I also grew up in a family structure that did not shut that down at all. My parents were hippies. And so it was just really like, oh, yeah, it's your life. Do what you want, kind of a thing. Whatever it is that you want to pursue, just do that. That's fine. So I feel super grateful that that was not stifled like it is for many, many people in this world. And so, what is coming up in this moment is about how, say, for the, as long as I can remember, from being a very, very young child into, say, my mid-20s, there is this sort of overarching mantra or phrase, I guess, that I felt from nature. And it was this message of, it's everything looking at itself and you're a piece of it. So recognizing that we are innately a part of this fabric of life. That then evolved, as my journey with the plants has deepened, into the experience of understanding and feeling so clearly that it's everything communicating with itself and you're a piece of it. And so when we communicate with plants, what we are doing is just dissolving that illusion of separateness that the Western colonized mind has introduced to us. And so when we are communicating with plants, we are not actually doing anything particularly special or unique, except to just remember our innate connection with all of existence. And so the thing that's really important about that in plant communication, because for many of us, our human minds have been conditioned through society to believe that there is one way, perhaps, of communicating, which is through words. And it's through this very mental linear way of communicating. And the way that the plants have shown me so clearly about how they communicate is it's much more spherical. And so if that might sound a little bit abstract. And so what I mean by that is that if you recognize that when you walk into a new environment, there are many different ways, many different cues that you're picking up on that are nonverbal. For example, if you walk into an environment where people were just talking to each other, being a more sensitive person, you may immediately sense, oh, there's a lot of love in this room, or oh, there was just an argument here. I can feel tension in the air. And so how would you possibly know that if no one said anything, right? Like there are these different cues that we're picking up on. And so in plant communication, one of the most direct ways that we can open up to that is first honor that they are sentient beings. And so a very simple practice is to just go up in, and it doesn't have to be out loud, it could just be internally, but just to go in, for example, I could go up to this rose plant and just say, hello, my name is Sarah. You're beautiful. Just noticing, establishing a relationship and treating the experience as if the plant was a person, because They are, in fact, plant people, but they just, because we are working with a different, it's interspecies communication, we need to recognize that they are not communicating in the same way that we are. And so the way that they communicate to us is through different senses. So the senses offer an incredible gateway of opening. So that can be through sight, through taste, through touch. For many folks, I'm sure, who are listening to this, who are intuitively oriented, different, might be clairaudience, clairvoyance. Like, what are the ways that you pick up on different intuitive information? Maybe it's some, for me, a huge one is somatic. I'll feel it in my body. When I'm around different plants, I will first. And one of the important things too is to first get still in the self, just have a quiet moment of checking in, of like, what's going on in this physical vessel, in this body right now? And then introducing yourself to the plant and maybe giving an offering, some water or something, just in the same way as you would if you're meeting someone for the very first time, where you're trying to establish a respectful relationship of honoring this other being. And so after doing that, then engage in some form of conversation where maybe you're asking, what are you experiencing right now? Or do you have any healing gifts that you love to offer the world? Or just anything that comes to mind. It really doesn't matter what the thing is that you're asking. But then notice if anything shifts for you, particularly in the way that you are most, the sensory way that you are most open to receiving communication. So, for example, for me, that would be somatically is a huge one. So I would say, what are you experiencing right now? Or, what healing gifts do you love to bring to the world? And then just tune in. What am I feeling in my body right now? And maybe with rose, for example, what often happens is I'll feel this pink cloud around the heart, just this incredible softness being held and opening simultaneously, just like the petals do. So that can be really helpful. However, if that feels too abstract as well, another way that can be very direct going in with communicating with the plants is actually to just look at the physical form and see how is the plant moving through space, looking at the gestures of the plant. How is the, are the petals unfolding in a certain way? Is it really, does it have a really woody stem? Are there any thorns? Does it have leaves? Does it grow up to the sun? Does it like shade? Things like this that the plant can communicate through the very way that it functions in its environment, as well as through these more subtle layers.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And it's, yeah, just looking at the plants, and it can be the same type of plant, but you can tell that they have different spirits because they will never look the same. And it's so beautiful that you can sense in like physically with it. It feels like really heart opening for most people when you walk around in nature with plants. If you notice it, and this is where it's all about mindfulness and being present. Like you said, we can easily pass plants and trees and everything and not notice, or in a room, not even acknowledge. I'm like almost, when I look at my plants, I know how they're feeling a little bit. I'm like, oh, that one is a little bit sad, and that one is happy now. So maybe it's like just tuning in and not feeling like there's a wrong or right way. And that comes in with the ancestral work as well, maybe to understand how have my ancestors worked with the plants, what practices, because they're always integrated in tradition. And like you said, it's such an ancient thing. How can it not be? It's so incredible, the colors and the, when you feel that spirit, it's like an ancient, you can sense how it's been with us so long. So I'm really, I mean, there's so much to talk about around this topic, but maybe you want to share how people can work with you, and also a bit about your podcast, where people can learn even more about plants and flower essences and plant communication and everything.
Oh, thank you so much for asking that. But first, I just have to say that absolutely what you were saying about the ancestral work, that's so important. Really tune in. How did your ancestors communicate with plants, or connect with them, or work with them? Maybe it was through cooking, or different things can be really supportive to do that. But if you don't know what the answer to that is, a really powerful practice can be to just bring plants into whatever your mindfulness practice is. So, for example, if meditation is your mindfulness practice, if yoga is your mindfulness practice, to just experiment and play. But plants love play. They are not So serious. They love, they're actually kind of quite hilarious at times, I've found that to really bring plants into, rather than seeing plants as a separate realm. I mean, we breathe because of the plants. We can breathe because of the plants. Even just that very act of tuning in on that level of breath of, okay, in breath, out breath, you know, as I breathe in, I'm breathing in what the plants have exhaled. As I exhale, I am breathing out what the plants will breathe in. That just by the very act of breathing, by the very act of being alive, we are in reciprocal relationship with the plants. How powerful is that? And this has been the case since humans ever existed, that the plants are our elders on this planet. They, to me, it's like they are our plant ancestors. Like they are way older than us, and we have so much to learn from them. I'm so grateful that they're here and supporting and loving us in all the ways that they do. And also, the other thing that you were speaking to around how the heart can feel so open when we're around plants, that I really do feel, for example, when I'm walking in a forest, that I'm walking in a giant field of meditators. And just as we all have this biofield of resonance that emanates out of us as we walk into any kind of space, the trees have that as well. And so, particularly for the giant trees, their biofield is so huge. And so, another practice, if you wanted to, if it resonates, could be to just go sit with a tree and notice, and just notice what you're experiencing. Notice if anything feels different than maybe it felt 5 minutes ago. So, yeah, thank you for asking that as well. And so, if you're interested in learning more about how to communicate with plants directly, I have a free hour-long workshop called How to Communicate with Plants. It's basically all about communicating with plant consciousness. And the website for that is www.learnplantlanguage.com. And then my Instagram is at multidimensional.nature. You can also find me on TikTok, Facebook. I have a plant spirit herbalism group. And my main website is multidimensionalnature.com.
And I'll put the links for that in the show notes so people can find you. And I was shuffling. I really wanted to pick, like, draw a card because they have plants. And one came up now as you were speaking, and it's the card of, well, the affirmation is, as I rest in the sacred womb, I heal. So if you look at these plants, you can see that there's, I mean, how do you, what does come out for you? I mean, it's an image, but the shapes and these beautiful, and the girl is holding this beautiful leaves. How do you feel about this?
Well, the nature is the sacred womb that we're all resting in. To me, that is, well, it's also very pink, and so just that very big heart opening expression, how there is light behind the flower image there, and the world that we are resting, that we are resting in the sacred womb of the world. How amazing that this is. Exactly, it comes full circle to what you were sharing at the beginning about how interesting it is that we can sometimes take plants for granted, and yet they are, I mean, to me, I'm like, they are bodhisattvas. Like, they are already enlightened in three-dimensional form. They're here because they love us. Like, they are incredible multidimensional healers. And so we can rest in that. We can be nourished by that, which is so powerful in this time of great transition that we're on planetarily, just to know that we have these allies. They live all around us. We breathe with them every single day, and that they are supporting us every single day and have been for eons. It's just incredible.
It really is. And we need to get back to that awareness and consciousness. And we have, like, daily reminders for it. And even this Mary that is behind me is holding a rose to her heart. And so it's really beautiful medicine, and your work is so important. So I really want to thank you for sharing your time and wisdom with us. And it feels like we're going to have more topics to talk about in the future as well. So thank you so much for your soul and your beautiful words today.
Oh, Shireen, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for your absolute shining light in the world that you are, and that you have tuned in so deeply to what wants to come forward, and that you are honoring that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah.